क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। टॉक अबाउट द कंट्रीज, देयर फ्लैग्स एंड लॉट्स मोर।
In the African continent, there are many countries whose names rhyme, like Zambia, Namibia, Libya, and the Gambia. So the one that we are going to talk about today is the smallest country in mainland Africa, and it is the Gambia. Gambia is named after the Gambia River, which flows through it. And it lies on both the sides of the river. Officially called the Republic of the Gambia, it lies in West Africa. It is completely surrounded by Senegal on all the sides except the one which has its coastline against the Atlantic Ocean. And that is a very narrow stretch of land, just 48 kilometers. Its capital is Banjul, its official language is English, and the people living there are called Gambians. There are a lot of interesting things about this small country. The country is home to 9 different tribes that live here. And the major source of income of this country is agriculture. Talking about the capital city, Banjul, it lies exactly on St. Mary's Island, where the Gambia River enters the Atlantic Ocean. There are grassy flood plains inside where there are mangroves near the coast, and it gives the Gambia its distinct savanna region. It is a wonderful beach holiday destination because all the year round the temperatures don't go higher than 34 degrees Celsius and lower than 29 degrees Celsius. The country has a lot of protected areas, which include Abuko Nature Reserve, which is the country's first designated wildlife reserve. Then there is a sacred crocodile pool. It's called Katikali Crocodile Pool, where there are a lot of traditional and cultural associations. The country has 2 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. One is James Island and the other is the Stone Circles of Senegambia. The country got its independence from British in 1965, and ever since the elections take place in the country, and the way they conduct elections and voting is very interesting. They keep canisters or make a hole in the earth, and there against the candidate's name, people are supposed to throw marbles, and the candidate who gets the maximum number of marbles wins the election. Doesn't that sound like a kid's play? It certainly does, and it definitely is interesting. And do you know what do Gambians do on Sunday? Nothing. Only they have a nice time. Happy times. Because they believe that whatever they do on Sunday gets repeated in future. So they choose to do things which give them happiness. Now let's take a look at the flag of the Gambia. The Gambia's flag is a horizontal tricolor with top stripe of red, middle stripe of blue, and lowermost stripe of green in color. And each of these bands are separated by 2 white narrow bands. So that's the flag of the Gambia for us. To know about other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow and share Little Explorers.